Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the Government of National Unity in South Africa, whose cabinet ministers were sworn into office today. South Africa is home to just over 1 million Zimbabweans, the single largest number of foreign nationals in that country. Of particular interest to Zimbabwe is how the new government will handle the issue of exemption permits for Zimbabweans, given that the new Home Affairs Minister is a member of the Democratic Alliance Party, whose leader, Helen Zille, has said Zimbabwe exemption permit holders should not be removed from South Africa, but rather be regularized as they have contributed immensely to the country's economy. But first, let's begin here in Washington, D.C. U.S. President Joe Biden is speaking out against Monday's Supreme Court decision that gives former presidents immunity from prosecution for any actions that fall within their official duties. The ruling does not dismiss former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case, but as VOA's Dora McQuarrie reports, it does delay the matter.
President Joe Biden slammed the Supreme Court ruling that former presidents cannot be prosecuted for any actions that fall within their official job duties. A decision related to former President Donald Trump's alleged involvement in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol.
The American people must decide whether Donald Trump's assault on our democracy on January 6th makes him unfit for public office in the highest office in the land. The American people must decide if Trump's embrace of violence to preserve his power is acceptable.
The former president reacted to the Supreme Court decision on his website by sharing a social media post, which appeared to be from his Truth Social platform, that said, "The Supreme Court totally dismantled most of the charges against me. Joe Biden should now call off his dogs. Our country should now be focused on greatness again." The High Court did not dismiss the current election interference case against Trump. He's accused of trying to overturn the 2020 U.S. presidential election won by Biden. Chicago Kent Law professor Harold Krent says Trump's actions leading up to January 6 straddle both official and unofficial acts for which Trump could be prosecuted.
To the extent that he was acting as a private candidate, then his acts would fall into the bucket of unofficial acts. But to the extent that he was talking to the vice president about what he thought the vice president should do in the Senate, what to the extent that he was talking to the Justice Department about whether or not there was fraud in the voting, then he was acting in his official capacity.
The events of January 6th were mentioned only briefly during Thursday's presidential debate, but the insurrection could be a major campaign issue if the Biden campaign presses the issue, says George Mason University political science professor David Ramadan.
That's why I put the burden on the Biden campaign to remind that independent voter. Then it is a huge issue for them. If they're not reminded of it, day-to-day life, it's been 3 years and people start forgetting and they worry about other things.
With the American electorate so polarized on the left and the right, it is independent voters who could tip the scales on election day.
So independents are the only swayable. They will make or break this election. Women are on top of that swayable portion of the electorate. The young voters are also swayable. Now, they're not dependable voters.
So the election interference case against Trump likely goes forward, with a lower court making key decisions about appropriate charges in light of the Supreme Court ruling. Experts say a trial is unlikely before Election Day.
This absolutely delays legal proceedings. If that was a goal of President Trump's camp, then it was accomplished.
That leaves it up to the Biden campaign to decide whether to make January 6th a central campaign issue. Dora McQuarrie, VOA News, Washington.
Now to Senegal. In our series dedicated to the international diaspora, we feature Ludovic Bayron, a 27-year-old Frenchman who settled in Senegal a little over a year ago and has mastered the Wolof language to the point where his Wolof learning videos are going viral on the internet. VOA's Alison Fernandez has the story.
Ludovic Baron, a 27-year-old Frenchman, has only been living in Senegal for a year, but he speaks Wolof fluently.
Hello, how are you? Is everything okay? Do you have curdled milk?
Ludovic's neighbors in the Wakam district of Dakar are pleasantly surprised, like this seller of curd milk.
It is surprising to see a Frenchman speak Wolof fluently because most people who come from France here only speak French. He worked really hard to learn quickly. If he left France to come here, it's because he's interested in our language.
It helps with your adaptation. It helps you negotiate prices too, to discover the people, their culture, have good times. If I only spoke French, I couldn't meet people in the same way.
In Senegal, 80% of the population, the vast majority, speaks Wolof. Ludovic Baron recognized that the Senegalese people were excited to see a Frenchman speak fluently to them in their language, and so acquiring proficiency in Wolof would facilitate building relationships and effective communication with them. But he did not find enough online resources to learn Wolof. So Ludovic decided to launch his own YouTube channel, Apprendre le Wolof. Now he makes short, humorous videos, always with two subtitles, like this one made during the last Africa Cup of Nations. Today, on the roof of his house, he's recording a video with his friend, Babacar Ndaw, a student and Wolof language enthusiast. Today's theme, colors.
Connaissez-vous le nom des couleurs?
Ah, Wolof.
Noir.
Nioul.
Beige.
Hal.
Ok, merci Babacar Djerdjef.
What we try to do is allow Senegalese people to speak pure Wolof. For example, a person from Dakar might speak a sentence with an Arabic word, an English word, and a Wolof word. We do research. We try to bring what is profound and allow people from Dakar to take ownership of it.
The videos are very popular and widely shared in different countries around the world, notably in France, where they are followed by many French people of Senegalese origin.
I often get this feedback. The fact that seeing a white person who can speak Wolof, at first they feel a bit of embarrassment. They say to themselves, he knows my parents' language while I don't. But then after the shame comes the motivation. They say to themselves that if someone has done it from scratch, I can do it too.
Est-ce que vous connaissez ces mots?
Un Wolof.
Le marché.
Diaba.
La voiture.
Damarbi.
Les toilettes.
Between TikTok, YouTube and Instagram platforms, Ludovic already has more than 600,000 followers on his Apprendre le Wolof account, and the number keeps growing. Alison Fernandez, VOA News, Dakar.
Reporter Alison Fernandez for VOA. This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Now to our main topic. Cabinet ministers for South Africa's new unity government were sworn into office today in Cape Town amid high expectations from citizens grappling with a myriad of challenges, including unemployment of 32.9%, corruption, electricity shortages, and immigration issues that have previously led to xenophobic violence. Many Zimbabweans are particularly interested in the new Home Affairs Minister, Leo Schreiber, of the Democratic Alliance, a party to the Unity government. He will now preside over the long-running issue of Zimbabwe exemption permits that the previous minister, Aaron Motsoaledi of the African National Congress, tried to terminate but was blocked by a judge. The new minister told the South African broadcasting network Newsroom Africa that his portfolio was burdened with a mountain of work, but promised he's got his boots on to hit the ground running. Schreiber's boss in the DA party, Helen Zille, says Zimbabwe permit holders should be regularized, a stark contrast from Motsoaledi's tough line stance. Another notable cabinet minister is Gayton McKenzie, leader of the Patriotic Alliance, who has vigorously advocated for the mass deportation of Zimbabweans from South Africa. The question now is, how will this government deal with the special permits for close to 180,000 Zimbabweans when they expire in November next year? Kuhlelo lwe-Life Talk Diaspora Forum namhla sixoxa ngohulumende wenkazato omutsha kwele-South Africa kulandela ukufungiswa kwabaphathintambo bakhe namuhla. Udaba olumqoka ngolokuthi kambe uhulumende lo uza luphatha njani udaba lwamaZimbabwe exemption permits. Njengoba so kulomphathintambo omutsha umnumzana Leo Schreiber owebandla le-Democratic Alliance osanda kususwa kulesi sikhundla umnumzana Aaron Motsoaledi wayesithi amapermits la kumele esulwe izizalwane zeZimbabwe zibuyiselwe ekhaya. Kodwa unkosikazi Helen Zille owebandla likaShriber uthi abeZimbabwe laba kumele baphiwe amaphepha agcweleyo awukuhlala kwele South Africa. Nasi muchirongwa cheLife Talk Diaspora Forum vatereri tukutaura nenyaya yehurumende itswa yembatanidzwa kuSouth Africa makurukota. Hurumende iyi atora mhiko nhasi achivimbisa kuti achashanda nesimba uye achiteedzera mitemo yekusouth Africa. Mubvunzo watiri kubvunza nhasi ndewekuti hurumende iyi ichabata sei nyaya yemaZimbabwe exemption permits. Noziva kuti anda gurukota rakabviswa pachigaro ichi vaAaron Motsoaledi, hurumende yakanga ichiti vane mapemisi vanofanira kudzoserwa kuZimbabwe. Asi uyu Leo Schreiber webato reDA avaiye Home Affairs Minister, tinozova kuti mukuru mukuru webato rake kunyange yake asiri mutungamiri weDA amai Helen Zille is on record vachiti aiwa vanhu vekuZimbabwe vane mapemisi ngavabvumidzwe kugara zviri pamutemo muSouth Africa vashande nekuti they've contributed immensely panyaya dzekukudza upfumi wekuSouth Africa. And let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. To help us dissect our topic tonight, we are joined by Dr. Vusumuzi Spanda, chairman of the Africa Diaspora Forum, and Edward Mochatuta, coordinator of the Zimbabwe Exemption Permits. Welcome to both of you, gentlemen. Let me start with Dr. Spanda. How do you see this government handling the issue of Zimbabwe exemption permits?
Good evening and good day to your listeners and across the board, and good evening to you. Well, look, I think the way we look at the government of national unit or this Green Coalition is, of course, that we believe that there could be fundamental, changes and issues are going to happen in South Africa following, this come together, because we are convinced that this marriage is going to bring up quite some interesting phenomena in South African politics, because the parties that have come together have got diametrically opposite, policies and views. And, love has been almost completely less peace than others, quite centric. So we are of the view that this will, show a huge difference, in this government. And we have seen already differences in Gauteng, where the government has still not been formed. But we are convinced that the ministers from DA might, give us a different view in terms of these particular permits, particularly.
Mm-hmm. Coming to you, Mr. Mochatuta, how do you want this unity government to handle the issue of Zimbabwe exemption permits?
Thank you very much, Mr. Nkomo, and your listeners for this opportunity. Thank you. Welcome, Dr. Advocate Sand. Mr. Nkomo, what you have to take into account is that the main principle of ZEP holders are the children of ZEP holders. That is the reason us as ZEP holders why we are working in South Africa, of which we have got more than 500,000, half a million of children of ZEP holders. And we also have some of the ZEP, some of the Zimbabweans who had applied for this initial permit in 2010, about more than 100,000 who fell away through ZEP and ZEP through because of other reasons. Those people are still in South Africa, working in South Africa with their children. So what we would be happy with is whereby if the new government can take into account these children of ZEP holders, some of them who are working and studying in South Africa without permits, as well as those counterparts of ours, approximately about 100,000 who fell away during the renewal of these other permits, who are still working and studying in South Africa without permits. The other issue, welcome the basic ministry which was given to the DA, but which also still has issues with our children who are studying in South Africa, mostly doing what we call scarce skills in South Africa, but they are failing to get employment opportunity in South Africa. We are also looking forward to Minister Ramura, who has given the international affairs, to engage his Zimbabwean counterparts on assisting on push and pull factors of migration of Zimbabweans in South Africa, as well as talking with the Zimbabwean government, so that they should also absorb our children of the ZEP holders, children of Zimbabweans who are studying in South Africa, into the civil servant employment in Zimbabwe.
Oh, thank you there, Mochatuta. Ngibuye kuwe Dokotela Spanda. Ubaba Mochatuta is talking about a very important issue lapha. A foreign policy ye South Africa. Siyazi ukuthi kanengi uhulumende we South Africa abantu bezimbabwe bayamsola bathi ubamba uhulumende wezimbabwe ngezandla ezibuthakathaka lokho esingathi quiet diplomacy endaweni yokuthi abambe uhulumende wezimbabwe ngesandla esilukhuni amtshela iqiniso nxa ephambanisa ikakhulu esephula amalungelo oluntu nxa sesikhangela i-foreign policy ye-South Africa khonapho ubona kungaba lo tshintsho yini kundlela uhulumende lo wenkazatho aphatha ngayo kumbe adlelana ngayo lo hulumende kamnangagwa
ngiyacabanga ukuthi ngithe mina masiqala ngathi lobu buhlobo lobu esikubona phakathi kwe-DA ne-ANC ngoba kunomehluko omkhulu endleleni abasebenza ngayo kwimithetho yabo ngendlela esibuka ngayo sibona ingathi zizoba zinsuku ezigcwele ukuhlala abantu behleli mandondo behleli ekugcineni kwezitulo ngoba impikiswano phakathi kwala maqembu inkulu kakhulu siyabona manje ukuthi uhulumeni we-South Africa we-ANC uhambisana nokuthi i-Israyeli ile impi ivumele i-Palestine ukuthi ikhululeke kodwa akusikho lokho okuthiwa yi-DA now i-foreign policy kumbe indlela abafuka ngazo ubudlelwano babo namazwe angaphandle sibona ingathi yibona obadala ukuthi kube nalenkinga ezimbabwe ngoba i-South Africa iyazicabangela yona ibheke lokho kuyilungele kasibone futhi kuguquka maduze ngoba ukushutheka kwelasezimbabwe kuyikuzuza kwelase-South Africa ngoba izimbabwe uma iqhubeka abantu bayo ingakwazi ukubasebenzela njalo umnotho wezimbabwe umoshakele kutho ukuthi i-South Africa izoqhubeka izuza kulokho ngoba kutho ukuthi i-South Africa ayilimeli njalo kayisebenzeli abantu be-South Africa kuphela kodwa isebenzela nezimbabwe okutho lokho ukuthi lokho esikuyiza nge-GDP e-South Africa iyaqhubeka ikhula ikwazi nokukhanda imisebenzi ngoba isebenzela amazwe amabili yona into esiyibona egamisa i-South Africa kakhulu kungakho ubuwa kwezimbabwe kuyinzuzo kwi-South Africa ngakho i-foreign policy yabo kumbe imithetho yabo yokudlelana namazwe angaphandle izoqhubeka ukuthi hayi cha asingeneleli ezindaweni zangaphandle kodwa bebhizi bengenela ezindaweni zase-Israyeli
ngezinye indlela bayathokoza nje nxa bebona kuwohloka kubomakhelwane ngoba kusebenzela bona umkhono mabo uyakhula utsho njalo
ngisho njalo ngempela ukuthi i-South Africa izoqhubeka ijabula uma izimbabwe iwela phansi ngoba bayazi ukuthi yikho kuzokwenza ukuthi umkhonomi kumbe ezomnotho kwe-South Africa ziqhubeke zikhula ngoba izimbabwe ayikwazi ukulima lutho izinto zonke ezidingayo ukuze yondle abantwana bezimbabwe eziningi zithume e-South Africa okutho khona lokho ukuthi masibheka ezomnotho siyazi ukuthi ilizwe likhula kakhulu uma ikhiqize okuningi okuthumela ngaphandle kunokuthi uma isidla okuningi yona yodwa manje i-South Africa kusho ukuthi iyakhiqiza isebenza ukukhupha ibisichatha nemisebenzi eminingi ngoba ifuna ukuthi yondle i-South Africa iphinde yondle izimbabwe
siyabonga dokotela qhubeka ubambile ngibuyele kumnumzana Mutshatuta va Mutshatuta ndimima ngamuhitora nenyaya ya-foreign policy Dr. Sibanda vari kuti havazi kuona South Africa ichichinja foreign policy yayo zvikuru sei pakubata hurumende yezimbabwe because kusabudirira kwezimbabwe kubudirira kweikonomi yekusouth Africa muri kuzvionawo nenzira iyoyo kana kuti mune amwe maonero
ya ndine mamwe maonero pashoma ekuti kana tichipinda muhurumende yeubatanidzwa zvakurava kuti pane chauchapa nechauchatora muchirungu yaungati give and take saka tichitarisa bato reda ibato ragara richitaura nenhau yeforeign policy yekuzimbabwe zvikuru saka ANC hurumende yeANC ichafanirwa kuwana chaichapa pane zviri mumanifesto zviri mukumbiro raitsvaga VGA mavoti naro kuti vangakwanisa kusangana pakati zvakadini. Saka inini ndirikuona paine musiyano uchakwanisa kuitika. Ndosaka isusu tiri kuti tiri kukumbira kuna vaminista vakapiwa danho iroro reforeign policy navaminista Ramura kuti vagone kutaura nehurumende yedu yekumusha kuti pane zvimwe zvinhu vakwanisewo kutibatsira. Zvikangokwanisa kudaro zvichapa kuti vagari vemusouth africa havazonyanya kunyunyuta kuita xenophobia nekuti vanenge vachiona kuti pane zvimwe zvinhu zviri kuitika. Vanhu vemusouth africa vakangoona chete paine zviri kuitika vanodzikama. Sezviri kuitika izvozvi panhau yehurumende yemuaizwa vanhu vemusouth havasi kutaura vari paground. Asi Zimbabwean government ngaipewo chikamu, ndo chikamu chachiye chatiri kutaura evankomo kuti vana vedu vekuZimbabwe vari kudzidza muSouth Africa ngavaonewo mukana wokusenza muhurumende kuSouth Africa. Izvozvi kutaura zvino tine mumagrupu edu atinawo emaVTP vanhu vari kuchema nenhau yekuti titaurirewo nehurumende yekuZimbabwe kuti vana vedu vanenge vapedza zvidzidzo kana zvingavezo zvekuprimary kuSouth Africa vagonewo kupedzisa zvidzidzo zvavo kuZimbabwe zvinova zvisiri kuitika. Tine vana vari kuita zvidzidzo zveukoti havasi kukwanisa kuzoenderera pamberi nezvidzidzo zvavo muZimbabwe nemuSouth Africa taita vanhu vatingati vari stateless. Saka hurumende ikapindira pakubatira zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa nehurumende yemuSouth Africa zvinoirerukirawo kuti iitewo chikamu chayo.
Thank you there, Mr. Mushatuta. Ndichadzoka kwamuri. Coming to you, Dr. Spanda, we know that the last time the Zimbabwe exemption permits were extended, the South African government urged Zimbabweans to apply for other forms of permits. Is that happening or abantu sebe relaxile nje sebe kohliwe? Dr. Spanda, I think
eviki nelidlule ngemva kokuba sithole ilokhunjani isinqumo senkantolo ephakeme ukuthi besabakhuthaza njalo ukuthi ngabahambe nalabo ababe-aplayela amaphemithi ahlukileyo njengoba babetshela ukuthi bawa-aplaye. Sabakhuthaza ukuthi ngabaqhubeke baphinde futhi bayo-aplayela wona lawa awe-VTP. Isizathu sibakhuthaza ukuthi bayenze leyo nto kuyukuthi senzela ukuthi ngokubona kwethu siyazi ukuthi sokungenzeka ukuthi lokhu ababeku-aplayela baku-aplayela ngoba bezitshela ukuthi mhlawumbe sokuyona indlela ezobasiza phela uma njengoba i-VTP siphende kanti ngokomthetho kabaphumeleli kabakhwalifayi uku-aplaya. Ngakho sithi uma kusenzeka ukuthi banyithe lawo maphemithi kufanele ukuthi i-VTP yabo iqhubeke isebenza ngoba siyazi thina ngendlela esibuka ngayo ukuthi kusukela ekuqaleni satshela abantu ukuthi kufanele ukuthi uhulumeni we-South Africa nikeze iy'ngane zeZimbabwe lokho esikubiza ngathi izihlali obunaphakade lapha e-South Africa iphela kwi-president. Lokhu okwenza ukuthi sisho njalo.
I'm sorry, Doc. I'm sorry we have to leave it there. That brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guests, Dr. Vusumuzi Spanda, Chairperson of the Africa Diaspora Forum, and Edward Mushatuta, coordinator of the Zimbabwe Exemption Permits. We are out of time, Zimbabwe. Let's make another day tomorrow. I'm Tungamilinkomo. Good night.